Beat 102 and 103 on a Sunday morning with Camilla Cabello. That's Havana. We're talking about Kilkenny's brand new book festival. It's called Bookville, launching on Wednesday and running until next Sunday. Bookville is a festival for families and children. Mary Butler is from Kilkenny Arts Office and she's here this morning to fill us in on the festival. You're very welcome,
morning,
Mary.
Orla.
It's Kilkenny Arts Office and Kilkenny Library combined, joining forces for this, am I right?
Yeah, we've joined forces. I mean, we've joined forces on, you know, numerous other workshops and events over the years, but this is a really lovely way of consolidating both our programmes, I suppose, and our interests in mm-hmm. what we do. Mm-hmm. And there's something about, you know, kind of, you know, a 6-week workshop as opposed to a festival. It really consolidates and allows you to celebrate. And it just makes it much more of an event.
Tell us what you're setting out to do with Bookville.
Well, really what we're setting out to do is, I suppose, broaden our audience base, diversify a little bit on some of the activities that we do. Certainly from the library's perspective, they have lots of physical premises and it's a really lovely way of drawing people into the libraries.
And people are being drawn in more these days, aren't they?
They are, yeah, mm. yeah. And I suppose that's the whole, you know, libraries are no longer about, they are about borrowing books and reading, but they're not just about that. There's so much more that can go on in the libraries and it opens people up to those sorts of events. And from the Arts Office perspective, yeah, we have a children's programme that runs on an annual basis, on a term basis. Mm-hmm. And again, this will allow us to introduce new children, new families to that programme. And also, I suppose, elevate some of the activities as well around. There will always be an element of education, but make them, like I said, a little bit more fun and more celebratory. So, you know, we've got an exhibition and a number of workshops as well.
Yes, so tell us a little bit about it. You've events for the under five, stuff mm-hmm. for older kids, stuff for the whole family. Tell us about some of your highlights.
Some of my highlights would be one of our family events, which is on in the Parade Tower. I don't know if you're familiar with John and Fatty Burke.
I am, yes.
Yeah. So they brought out two beautiful books over the last
few years. They're from here in
Waterford. That's right, yeah. So you've got Irelandopedia and Histopedia. So they're coming to the Parade Tower actually in Kilkenny on the Sunday. And they're doing an event based around the book. So John, as far as he sets up a mini museum, mini kind of a display and museum of objects, and Fatty goes through and illustrates as they talk about the books that they've done. So that's, you know, one of the key events. We also have Chris Judge and his brother Andrew Judge. Now Chris is an illustrator based in Dublin. I don't know if he wrote an illustrator of The Lonely Beast,
okay.
and he also has worked with David Doherty on a couple of books, you know, The lovely. Danger Everywhere.
Yes, lovely.
But he actually did our visuals for the brochure, which are absolutely beautiful, and he's doing an event around a book that his brother has written. And again, it's very illustration based. The kids will come in and they will draw and discuss, you know, so it's a create your own alien event. So they're two really strong events. Then in the libraries, we've Tom McCochrane, a lot of in actual fact, a lot of parents remember Tom's books and will have read them to their children.
Okay.
And he's coming to do a lovely talk. So that's one of the events for the older children as
lovely.
Well.
And then for the under fives, are we talking more kind of reading events for them that they can go and sit and listen?
Yeah, we have Liz Weir. Liz is a storyteller and Liz is coming and doing events for 4 to 7-year-olds in the library. So they'll be very much storytelling based, but most of the storytellers, you know, they will use props and costumes and really draw the children into the story. So so we also have author Dolores Keaveney. That event is also for 4 to 7-year-olds. And Dolores is going to kind of draw children into the world of bees.
Oh, lovely.
Which, as we know, sort of environmentally are so important. Mm. She won't get that technical with them, but just the importance of bees, and it's a very interactive activity as well. So that's for 4 to 7-year-olds.
Lovely. So something for everyone really, and then something for families as a whole, you were saying earlier too.
Absolutely, yeah. John and Fatty Burke's event is a family event, so is Chris and Andrew Judge's. And then in the Arts Office we also have an exhibition, Mick Minogue, who mm-hmm. he's actually a Kilkenny artist but he's based in Dublin. So Mick is doing an exhibition called Book Villas. So he's making a whole series of tiny little houses, all built from recycled materials. And the roofs of all the houses are books. So they're old,
okay.
you know, children's books that have been donated. Actually, a lot of them are my son's books. And all of the houses will be lit internally and they'll all be joined by ladders in the gallery space. And then we're bringing the children in to create the inhabitants for Book Villa, who will be the bookworms.
Okay.
So there'll be a whole conversation about, you know, the post office in Book Villa and you know, a hospital or, you know, somebody's house, and all the characters that live in Book Villas will be bookworms and they'll be created by the
idea.
Children.
Kids love books.
They do, yeah.
Can't really say
yeah.
they don't love books. Yeah. You have a 12-year-old, you were saying off air. Mm. What kind of books does he love at the moment?
Well, he's just gone through a whole, you know, all the Captain Underpants.
Oh, yes. And I see those everywhere.
Yeah, he got really into the Captain Underpants, but he loves history and geography, so he's done all the horrible histories and, of course, watches a lot of that on TV. He's also a massive football fan, so he reads an awful lot of stuff about football as well.
And it just goes to show there's something for everyone when it comes to books or magazines. Yeah. There is something to read. And that's why Bookville is starting off on Wednesday. You have a schools programme as well.
We do have a schools programme, yeah. Mm. In actual fact, the programme is sort of 50-50. There's about 40 events and then, you know, more or less 50-50 schools and public events. So obviously most of the school events are concentrated on the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, we have school groups coming down to visit the exhibition, have a look, and the teachers can, you know, they can either discuss the environmental aspect of the fact that all of the materials are recycled if the children are older, or with younger children, it can just be imagination-based visit where they can start to imagine what would go on in Book Villa. And then in the libraries at the weekends, and in the arts office in the Parade Tower, we have events. And we also have CBI coming down to do the book clinic in McDonough Junction. And the book clinic is brilliant. I brought my son and niece years ago to it, and basically the children turn up and the people from CBI, they're actually dressed in white coats with stethoscopes.
What is CBI?
Children's Books Ireland.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So they basically sit the children down and they ask them what books they're interested in and they write them a prescription at the end of their appointment recommending books that they should read.
Oh, I could have a CBI in my life, I think. Yeah. I need my own CBI.
It's really, really, it's a lovely, really lovely event, actually. But the other interesting thing I was thinking when I was thinking about my son is it's about reading, and it doesn't really matter what children read as long as they find something that's interesting. And he does a lot of book reading and a lot of reading on his, you know, on a tablet as well. But it's just that.
But he's reading.
Absolutely, he's reading, which is the key.
Exactly. Well, the festival has a website, of course. It's bookvilleKilkenny.com, and the whole programme events from October the 11th to the 24th are there. Booking is essential, I have heard.
Booking is essential, and in actual fact, we are practically booked out. I know we've managed to extend our audiences for the Parade Tower, but we did have a waiting list, so there may be some places on some of the Saturday and Sunday events there. The Justin Cullen workshop in the arts office, I believe, still has some places. But the best thing to do is just ring the specific library or the arts office and find out where there are places.
Okay, because it's in different venues across Kilkenny. Yeah. So that website again is bookvilleKilkenny.com. Mary, thanks a million for coming in this morning.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.